quite often we have a children's message, and so I have one for Easter. You recognize what this word is. It's the letters are I and N, and that's the word in. The opposite of that is out. When do we use this? Well, we often hear this when mom and dad want us indoors. And we use this right now. A whole lot of people are wanting this. They're wanting out because they're feeling pretty confined, stuck at home, and having to work from home is not the same comfort as vacation. And so people want out. Well, Easter focuses on two words, in and out. But it does it from a different perspective. Jesus Christ, on Good Friday, he died. He went in to death. But it didn't hold him. Easter is a visible time that we come to know Christ came out of there. He's out of the tomb. And he's alive and he reigns. And because of that, even though we're not going to school or we're not at work or we're stuck at home and we can't run around any parks or anything else like that, we are thinking right now, we want out. The good news is because of the resurrection, we are out. Death does not hold us. Sin does not tie us down. And the devil has no power. We are out. We are relieved. We are lifted up. And so we're not in trouble. We're out of trouble because Christ is risen and he is risen indeed. I want to share with you some thoughts for Easter. And as we think about things, we come to know that from one year to another, it seems like the Easter messages sound the same. So I've been preaching Easter since 1982. I was ordained in 81, but that was after Easter. So I didn't preach that year. But in 1982, that was my first Easter as a pastor. And I would often think of what it was to journey to the tomb, what it was like for the women, the men hiding, brave women leading the way, and what that meant for the world at that time and what it has meant for us. For today, that reading from Acts, it is a follow-up to the journey to the tomb, and it connects us to Easter. So, as we look at Acts chapter 10 again, I want to share with you several points that I find that really help define what Easter is all about. There is a verse, it's right at the start of this section, and it says that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, everyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. For as the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Peace through Jesus Christ. My mom was always saying she wanted two things, peace and quiet. I'm one of six kids, and we made a lot of noise inside the house and outside the house. We were a noisy bunch. I think we made up for just our limitation of having only six because we outdid that in that in decibels, you know, the measurement of sound. But I think there's other definitions for the absence of peace, and it's more than just loud kids, noisy kids, fighting kids. It's life. We tend to have chaos in our life. We tend to have fears in our life. We tend to have battles, personal battles and personal wars and sometimes neighborhood fighting neighborhood and all that goes on, country fighting countries. We tend to have a lot of absence of peace. And if it's not bad enough that the world has this absence of peace, there's what's inside of us. Our very own self-doubts, our second-guessing, and all that we do that has a turmoil within. And then there's our failures, how we have sinned, how we have fallen short of the glory of God. That too, and mainly, takes away our peace. Easter is a proclamation that not only has Christ risen from the dead, and that's not a small thing, but that Christ is our peace. He lives and reigns today, that he makes that peace possible. So in Acts chapter 10, you can read your Bible and you can see the verses. It tells you what Christ fought against. And it tells you in verse 38 and 30 and 40 and 43, he tells us that Christ is God's appointed. Now, for us who have known Jesus all of our days, that doesn't seem to be such a big thing. But for a world that didn't know the Savior, was still looking for the Savior, was wondering if the Anointed One had come. In fact, they asked Jesus that, are you him? Are we to look for another? That doubt, that anxiety of waiting takes away peace. And so in this chapter, we learn that just by God revealing, this is his chosen. This is the one with whom he is well pleased. This is my beloved son. That was a message of peace by the very presence of the Prince of Peace. And then what did Jesus do? He taught. So a lot of preaching and teaching. And then he healed and he cast out demons and he raised the dead. Now, if you think about things that are chaotic, illness, that's not peaceful. Grieving, that's not peaceful. And fighting demons, either within or around you, that's certainly not peaceful. And Christ brought this by his very presence and ministry. He showed that he had the power of peace. And he took actions that made that peace real, a reality for people. And he is still creating that reality for you and I today who are alive in Christ. And then when you look down in verse 40, it says, and God raised him on the third day. For the people at the time, especially like the disciples, they ran and hid. Peter stood off in a distance and said, I don't know the man. You remember, he denied him three times. He was frightened. But on Easter, the fear is cast out. And Christ is our peace. He is alive and well. We no longer have to look for another Savior. And the Savior we have is still the Savior. He lives and reigns. Death did not hold him. And because he lives, you and I live. And that gives us a peace about our own mortality. That if I was to die, or you were to die, we who believe in Christ, we know, as the Bible says, yet we shall live. Man, that is full of peace, peace news to us. And then we see in verse 43, everyone who believes in him receives the forgiveness of sins through his name. Peace to the torment that I'm most critical of myself about. Peace that the opinions of others really don't matter compared to what God says to you. That the power of negative thoughts or opinions and rumors and all of that gets neutralized in the message that through Jesus Christ, my sins, your sins, we are forgiven. That there's nothing that separates us from the love of God. There's nothing on earth, below the earth or above the earth. That's in Romans chapter 8. There's nothing that separates us from God giving us his love, his forgiveness, eternal life, and ultimately his peace. So Easter is a joyous message, a powerful message to hold on to. For out of all the chaos in our world today, and the virus is just a small part of that, to all the shortcomings in our world today, to all the troubles, to all the battles, to all the struggles, to all the darkness in our heart, Jesus shows himself to his disciples, and through the very scriptures, he shows himself to you. And he says, peace be with you. In Christ, amen.